So today I'm at Harryville on Nugent Road, which is Rodney Rowe's property, and it's thank you so much, Rodney, for having me here today. We've just been walking along a new fence line that's being put up as part of the Forest on Farms incentive scheme that we've been running to protect Black Ulbrooka's Govan Forest, and it's really fantastic to see it up. And it's going to be even better to see how the forest responds to that protective measure that's been put in on Rodney's property. And so, yeah, I thought that we could ask Rodney a few questions about his involvement in the Forest on Farms program and his experience with it, and just, share some insights. And so thanks, Rodney.
No worries.
So I just thought I'd start by asking you to share a bit about your property and how you came to be here, and what are some of those primary uses of your property that we have here?
Well, I bought my property in 2000. It had three previous owners, and I bought it on the pretext that when I retired, it would give me an income. I run cows. I have 13 cows here at the moment. But I also looked at the bush and always said that I would leave the bush. I would never plough. And we cleared the land by hand, which were just rough paddocks anyway. Mm. So it was easy. And cleaned it up. And then I retired and then started doing it fully. Mm. We always kept part of a bush because on course of rocky ground and that sort of thing, it was not a benefit to clear it. And we just tidied it up. And then NRM approached me about the gum trees, which I didn't know nothing about. Mm. That was just a tree to me. And I thought, and they told me about the scheme, so I won't lie, it was a benefit for me to get the fencing more and put it up, and I'm glad now that I did do it.
Yeah. And you said you run stock here. How many cattle do you have here?
I have 13 on the place here, but I do lease the property across the road.
Yeah, but
13 is a good manageable
amount. Great. Mm. So, yeah, you mentioned that we approached you, and it'd be great to hear about why you got involved in our Forest on Farms program, and a bit about what you've learnt about being involved. I know you said about the gum trees, but
Well, I didn't know what trees was what. I just liked the bush, and I wanted to keep the bush separate. Mm. So that's what we've done now. Kept it separate. I don't believe in clearing the land because, like I said, it was very rough down there with rocks and that. But with a nice walking track through, it's just a pleasure to be able to have a look at everything.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen animals in there, that wombats, parrots. Well, heaps of parrots and magpies, kookaburras.
Notice a lot of wildlife. What can you share a bit about what was your primary motivation for getting involved in this program?
Oh, my primary motivation was to preserve it. Preserve it. It's probably a little bit hard to explain. The bush is the bush.
Nice. What do you hope that will, I guess, come out of fencing off that area?
I'm hoping that it will establish itself properly. I think it's doing a pretty good job now. I'm hoping it'll establish itself, and I'll get rid of the weeds in it, blackberries and that sort of thing.
It's beautiful walking through and just seeing a lot of the native grasses and the young saplings come up. It's really fantastic.
yeah Yeah, and it's quiet and relaxing.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Can you share how much fencing you've actually done on your property?
The NRM fencing, I've done 550 metres.
Yeah.
And there's another 30, 40 metres to go.
Yeah, great. And that's really, the fencing is really demarcating, as you said, the bush from the...
The bush from the property.
Yeah.
The livestock.
Yeah, and you've done some great fencing down by the creek line where it's really important for Black Brookers Gum Forest, which is really fantastic. That's probably about 50 metres?
50 metres, yes.
Creek line, yeah. And is there anything that you're thinking about doing in the future to improve your stand of Black Brookers Forest?
Not really. Because I'd have to be taught what to do. But like I said, I do want to put a track through where people, that I've got a lot of friends that like walking through the bush, but I want them to walk on the track.
Yeah.
Not through the bush and kill the stuff that's grown.
Great, yeah. Oh, that's going to be really fantastic. And you know, you mentioned weeding as well. That's an ongoing battle.
You need to be able to enter it and control the weeds.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely going to be really a benefit to that bush.
Yeah.
Really like to understand a bit about, from your perspective, the value of these types of incentive schemes. And is that something that you think could be adopted more broadly?
I think it should be more broadly. Mm. The fact is, when you see these schemes and you first get approached, a lot of people would be very wary. They would probably think that they're going to lose the use of their land, that area of land. Mm. So it needs, what you've explained to me and what was written down was good because I could see it. You know? Mm. Yeah, and that's what I think a lot of people probably shy away from it because of that. They think that they probably get more responsibility.
So what do you think is a good way to sum up the value of these schemes?
I think a good idea, because it starts a discussion on environmental things, you haven't got your stock running through the creek and stomping up all the side of it. It just keeps the land how the land should be.
That's true. It's been great working with you, Ronnie, and seeing how involved and how much you've contributed.
Well, it's not hard. It's like if someone said, "Oh, that's too difficult." It's not. It's just a bit of fencing. It's not as though, like for fire safety and all that, if it looks like it's growing up too much, well, I'll put more cows in there and let them eat it off a bit. But it's just, it's not hard.
Thanks for being involved and thanks again for having us.
No, that's all right.
Great.
No, I have enjoyed, I can see the benefits in it. Probably can't explain it that well, but I can see the benefits in it. And like I said, the cows are not stomping through there wrecking it. And you've only got to see at dusk the amount of wildlife that are poking their heads up over the fence.
When you say it's an investment,
it's an investment.
And it doesn't have to just be monetary, but it's also,
Well, it's only a 76 acre block, bush block. I regard it as a quite nice little farm. With a nice forest.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Rodney.